The draft changes include lowering the allowable lead levels in Michigan and requiring all lead service lines to be removed within 20 years. Eric Oswald is with the DEQ. He says other changes include making sure local governments are more transparent about water infrastructure.
There's a transparency in public education rule change where there's going to be a state board, and any community over 50,000 will have to have a local board to produce educational materials about lead and copper and that sort of thing.
Oswald says the goal is to have water systems reduce lead service lines by, on average, 5% every year. He says the state will work with larger systems like Detroit to create a more manageable timeline. He expects the draft rules to be finalized by mid-January, after which they will be open for public comment. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.